This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The issue at Parchment Prison is bad conditions, not cell phones. If Parchment Prison in the fertile Mississippi River Delta of Sunflower County is in the news, it means there's bad news, never good news. Parchment is the only men's state prison in Mississippi. Parchment is part of the Lead Belly story. Parchment was a hellhole where civil rights and freedom riders were taken. Parchment is a prison that is one of the central features of Jesmyn Ward's award-winning book, Men We Reaped. Parchment is a stain on the state of Mississippi that for inexplicable reasons the state simply never seems willing to fix. I've spent time in Parchment Prison. No, not behind the bars, but in front of them when I was a boy. When my family visited my grandmother in Drew, Mississippi, my brother and I would sometimes take a ride the dozen or so miles down the road with our great aunt Sue Bullock, the Drew postmaster, to deliver the mail there. The guards would wave us in. We could walk around wide-eyed while Aunt Sue did her job. Parchment was a plantation prison, and by that I mean it was working cotton farm when we were there. Trustees on horses and prisoners in the fields were part of the scenery. Everyone in Drew seemed to have stories of alerts from Floyd, the town police chief then, when prisoners would escape and might be coming their way. Some told of finding escapees at their back doors, running across their yards or under their pecan trees. I drove by Parchment a half dozen times last year after meeting with people in Drew and heading there from there to Little Rock. I didn't stop. I wasn't delivering mail, but even slowing down, looking through the window, the buildings looked old and dilapidated. Recently, violence broke out in Parchment and other Mississippi prisons. Some died. It was easy to ignore until cell phone pictures of the horrid conditions in the prison and ill treatment surfaced and ended up in places like the New York Times. The picture showed prisoners sleeping on the floor. Rats and roaches proliferate. There's no good news in these pictures or the oral reports from prisoners inside. A huge amount of the response, though, isn't about fixing the problems or doing better, but about cell phones. They're contraband, no doubt. Officials claim they're dangerous and stir up trouble. They are at least partially correct because pictures from these phones create images that are impossible for people on the outside to forget. Convicts have to do time, but that doesn't mean being treated like animals in the process. Officials in Mississippi and other states need to stop with the cell phone cover-up and get to work on the cleanup. It's a disgrace. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.